speaking this morning with Dave Sproul from Polymetals. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very good, Dave. You've had some big bit of news in the last day or two around the completion of the Endeavour Mine acquisition. Tell us a bit about the project.
Yeah, look, it's been a long haul pulling the project due diligence together and finally signing off on a deal with the vendor. The Endeavour project in Cobar was initially developed in 1982 by Electrolytic Zinc. It then became Pasminco. CBH Resources, when it was a listed company, purchased it from the receivers of Pasminco in 2002 and operated it through until 2010 when CBH was privatised by Japanese zinc smelting company Toho Zinc. The project is a stock standard lead zinc silver project, very typical of your Cobar deposits. It is short in strike, but made up of a number of deep vertical elliptical lenses of mineralisation. So these deposits in the Cobar field are pretty hard to find, but they're generally substantial in size. So the project is standard crush grind flotation, sale of lead and zinc concentrates, and the silver generally reports to the lead concentrate.
And there's an existing resource and reserve here, is there?
There are no reserves that we can put our hand on at this point in time. However, that's a study in itself. The 16.3 million tonne of resources at 8 zinc, 4.6 lead and 79 silver. We believe that there will certainly be reserves, but it's a matter of going through the motions, conducting an amount of exploration and remodelling the entire mine.
Well, just on that, now that you've got the keys, what are your plans initially here?
The first thing we've done is we've just completed a drilling program on the near surface north lode material, or level 1-2 sulfides, as it was previously referred. That is a high grade lead zinc silver, in particular silver, and it contains an amount of gold. The gold and silver we're particularly interested in. From a reserve perspective, we should have some reserves around that resource probably in the next 3 to 4 months. So that may actually provide us with a starting point for cash flow for this project.
And what does this mean in terms of the forward strategy for Polymetals?
Look, the forward strategy for Polymetals is to establish sufficient ore reserves for the Endeavour project through exploration and remodelling of the mine, through metallurgical techniques, particularly hydrometallurgical extraction of the precious metals component, to put sufficient ore reserves ahead of us to warrant a recommencement of a long-term production project.
And as you mentioned in the announcement here, providing jurisdictional and commodity diversification for the portfolio.
Yes, indeed. Polymetals started life in 2021 with a gold exploration project in Guinea in West Africa. So we've been looking very keenly for other business opportunities, particularly orientated toward production, where our DNA is production. That's who we are. That's where we intend to go. It may be that our exploration projects in Guinea do deliver an ore reserve, which we can then develop and develop a gold mine in Africa.
And just on Guinea, you're awaiting some license renewals there, are you?
That's correct. Awaiting exploration license renewals and holding off on any further drilling at this point until such time as those renewals come through.
Well, Dave, why would you encourage investors to take a close look at Polymetals?
Look, as I said, Polymetals is a metal producer. That's our DNA. We have had a very long history with the Cobar Basin, we understand the Endeavour ore very well. I was personally involved in retreating a high-grade tailing from the project in 1992 through to 1994. We understand the metallurgy of this deposit, and we see a fantastic opportunity for further metal production from this project, particularly by tacking on hydrometallurgical other extraction techniques on the back end of the standard flotation plant that is already there.
Good to speak, Dave. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andrew.